You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Jamie. This is We're Having Fun, the show that I do every so often on this station. Welcome. Thanks for tuning in. If you've been listening, I guess keep listening. And if you're just tuning in, welcome to the station and welcome to the show. I got a good lineup of tunes to play over the next hour. I apologize in advance. I'm a little bit frazzled. Because I walked a bit faster than normal over here. So my dogs are barking. But let's see. I got some new tunes. I got some old tunes. I got some hot tunes, some cold tunes. And we'll just go right into it because I don't have a PSA yet. Yeah. Beach Fossils, 915 WMFO Medford.
Up against so easily stripped away. But if we learn how to live like this, maybe we can learn how to start again. Like a child who's never done wrong, who hasn't taken that first step. We are not a proud race, it's not a race at all. We're just trying, I'm only trying to get home. Drunk drivers, put it out of your mind. And perish the thought, there's no comfort in responsibility. Drunk drivers.
It doesn't have to be like this. It doesn't have to be like this. It doesn't have to be like this.
Everything on 91.5 WMFO Medford with, I Believe It Now, the phrase they sang a bunch. Yeah, that was a single released last year for some soccer club, I think, football club. Yeah, if that's a teaser for anything that's coming off of their new album that should be coming out this year, they said, then I'm looking forward to it. It's good. Their last album was really good, called Get to Heaven, which is good. And before the album before that was good, and the album before that was good. So yeah, they're on a great streak, and I think they're where UK Manchester based art pop is going. Before that, Car Seat Headrest, Drunk Drivers, Killer Whales off Teens with Nile, maybe my favorite record of last year. Good tune, good cut, and then before that, Beach Fossils with Clash the Truth off of Clash the Truth in 2013. Tufts Open Call invites all members of the Tufts community as well as the general public to their weekly event in the intimately lit lounge on the top floor of Dowling Hall. Open Call is an experiment in creating meaningful human connections at Tufts through shared novel experiences. Open Call aims to provide a non-alcoholic social space to meet new people and explore your own senses. For more information, including the details of the next event, check out the Tufts Open Call homepage on Facebook. A message from Tufts Open Call at WMFO Medford, Tufts Community Radio. A little sticky note on the bottom here. The next Open Call event is this Thursday, April 6th at 8:45 p.m. in the 7th floor Dowling Hall Lounge. Sounds interesting. Never heard of that, but yeah. I might go to that. What is it? Next Thursday? This Thursday, April 6th. That is this Thursday. Maybe. Although, I think there's also a TFL show. No, that's Friday. TFL Comedy's having a show Friday in Barnum 08. TFL has its first birthday because this is their first... This is the year since... Blah, blah, blah. New Alt-J. New Alt-J. 91.5 WMFO Medford.
0-1-1-1-0-0-1-1. Crying zeros and I'm hearing 1-1-1. Cut my summer soaps on my backflip. Poor summer's on my poor summer. Here's me. Let's die, down.
Sometimes my love may be put on hold. Sometimes my heart may seem awful cold. These times come and these times go. As long as I live, all you need to know is it's so dark, ain't about to forget.
Take this body.
Stephon Stevens, Stephon Stevens and others, Bryce Dest, Stephon Stevens with Saturn, off of Planetarium, a collaborative album that he's doing with the handful of other musicians. That's the first single from the album. There's apparently a song for every planet and also for other extraterrestrial entities like Pluto and the asteroid belt. It seems like it's gonna be a really cool album. I like the concept, and no one's done that since Holst, so looking forward to that. For that, Mac DeMarco, This Old Dog, off of his upcoming album, My Old Man. Never been a huge fan of Mac DeMarco. I understood why people liked him, but I was never a big fan. But I like this single and his other single that's come off from this album. And yeah, I'll probably give this one a listen. For that, LJ with In Cold Blood off of Relaxer, their new album coming out. Yeah, I like what I'm hearing so far. It's way better than the singles from their last album. And like, this album is what I wanted them to do after their first album, and then they didn't do that. But like, now they're doing it, which is good. In Cold, it sounds great. I really like the old school vibe they're going for with the visuals on this album too. It sounds great. Yeah, I love the organ keyboards. I love all of it. It's really good. And they have the signature la la la's, which, you know, I don't know. It's very LJ of them. But yeah. We got a ZZ Block coming up. Dad request time on 91.5 WMFO Medford. We're having fun. It's ZZ Top.
I'm
Easy Top, 91.5 WMFO Medford. Has a couple dad requests for you. First, Pan Am Highway Blues. And then before that, after that, El Diablo, off the same album, Quejas, which is Spanish for Texas. I learned that in Spanish class in 8th grade. During the ZZ Top portion of the curriculum. We got more music still on the way. We're going to take it a bit louder, a bit harder, but nothing too crazy. No, don't worry if you're driving home from soccer practice or anything. Just a couple of Just a couple little, headbangers for you. Yeah. How about some Mastodon? 91.5 WMFO Med.
We'll be right back.
Dillinger Escape Plan, 91.5 WMFO Medford. Symptom of terminal illness, which is, it's not, it wasn't a single off their newest, but it's definitely their most pop, the most popular song off of their newest album. Probably because it's the most listenable. yeah, their newest album, Dissociation, came out last year. And it's a, it's, if you like metalcore, you've probably listened to it by now. If you want something weird, then listen to it. And something like you have, if you don't, and you want something that you've never really, like, you've never really listened to before, then I'd say also listen to it. It's very strange. If you want to get into Dillinger, I'd say start with, start with One of Us is a Killer, and then do Dissociation after that. But, still, it's really, it's a good album. I like it. It's very weird. Before that, Mastodon with the Motherlode off of Once More Around the Sun. They're not their last album, because their newest album actually just came out, The Emperor of Sand. I haven't gotten a chance to listen to it, but once I do, I'll bring some tracks in. But yeah, that was the Motherlode. Once More Around the Sun. Good tune. Good little headbanger there. I got one more track for you guys before to play me out. It's by let's see. Yeah, so last week the singer-songwriter Phil Elverum, or who records under the name Mount Eerie, you also might know him because he fronted the Microphones in the early 2000s. He just put out an album called A Crow Looked at Me, which he his wife last summer passed away. She died of cancer, and then he just went and recorded an album, and it's not enjoyable in the sense that most albums are enjoyable, but it is a really good listen, so I'd recommend it. I'm just gonna play a quick track from that, because it's not fun, but I still want to play something over the air, so I decided to save it till the end. So new from Mount Eerie. I'll be back next week with more tracks as usual, unless something happens. But nothing's gonna happen. Just jinx myself there. New Mount Eerie, 91.5 WMFO Medford.
October 2015, I was out in the yard. I'd just finished splitting up the scrap 2x4s into kindling. I glanced up at the half moon, pink chill refinery cloud light. Two big blackbirds flew over, their wings whooshing in low. But only two, their black feathers tinted in the sunset. I knew these birds were omens, but of what I wasn't sure. They were flying out toward the island where we hoped to move. You were probably inside. You were probably aching, wanting not to die. Your body transformed. I couldn't bear to look, so I turned my head west like an early death. Fridge in lifeless pictures, and in every dream I have at night, and in every room I walk into, like here, where I sit the next October, still seeing your eyes, pleading and afraid, full of love, calling out from since you're not here. I watched you die in this room, then I gave your clothes away. I'm sorry, I had to, and now I'll move. I will move with our daughter. We will ride over water with your ghost underneath the boat. Was you is now burnt bones, and I cannot be at home. I'm running, grief flailing.
Thank you. This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.